in 1968, the Bobby Kennedy had entered the had announced in March of 68 that he was going to challenge Lyndon Johnson for the nomination, and he came to Notre Dame to kick off his primary fight in Indiana, and I had been active in the group, you know, students for Robert Kennedy, and I think because I had both an automobile and a suit, I got asked.
You're in a rare class. That's right. Well, student at that moment.
Well, undergrads didn't have either, so. So I was invited to be in the motorcade and to escort him in and out of Stepan Center, where you used to work when you were a student at Notre Dame. And so that was great. And I the crowd was unbelievable. I mean, certainly there were students and people from the university, but there were just hundreds and hundreds of people from the area who had come in, and they were pressed into the Stepan Center and outside and everything else, so that it was a challenge just, you know, getting him in into the stage and then out afterwards. And Ethel Kennedy was with him. So
I'm sorry, did you meet and greet him somewhere else? And
yes, then we were in the motorcade, and then we stopped and, you know, got out of the cars and went up to him and went in with him. There wasn't much meet and greet because it was pretty wild and crazy. After his comments and where you get him out, in my mind's eye, it was a big red Lincoln Continental, which in the 60s would have made it look like a boat. I mean, it was just huge. And he was standing or kneeling in the back seat, because they're convertible, and, you know, shaking hands and waving and so forth. And we were walking along with the car, because our part, when he left, was over. A woman, an older woman, grabbed onto his hand and was trying to talk to him, and she was determined not to let go and until she got her message across, apparently. And she was basically pulling him off balance and would have pulled him out of the car. So there's a scramble, and it all happened so fast. All I remember is that lets go. I end up on the trunk lid of the car, and she goes from holding his hand to grabbing me, and most particularly grabbing my pant leg. At this point, the car starts to move slowly, and she pulls, and my pant leg goes with her, so that I'm on the trunk lid of the car. Somebody's keeping me from falling off the car with half a pair of pants on.
So you're improvising work as Secret Service, just ad-libbing it in the moment to keep this person away from Bobby Kennedy.
It was,
and then your pants split.
Well, basically, yeah. Yeah, half my pants went with this lady.
So they weren't too aware of how nice this suit was that you had, that you owned.
Hey, I was a student. Okay. What do you want? I had a cheap suit. You know? So the car is now moving, and, you know, so they pull me into the back seat. So there I am, Ethel Kennedy, Senator Robert Kennedy, and me with half a pair of pants on.
Is the lady still holding the other side of the pants?
It's kind
or are
shredded.
They just like shredded apart?
It's shredded all apart. You know,
either way.
Yeah. So I say, you know, can you just stop the car and let me get out, and I'll go back to my car, which was still waiting for, you know, the people who were in the motorcade. And they said no, that they were – first of all, everybody's laughing like crazy. Mm-hmm. And
everybody in the car, including Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was – He enjoyed mirth, I think, more than he wasn't a he didn't have a loud laugh, as I remember. Somebody said, and I think it was the senator, it could have been Mrs. Kennedy, you know, that about asking for people's shirt to give their shirt off their back, but maybe this was going too far. They said they would drop me off, but there was another stop first, and they stopped at what I believe was a nursing home, and my plan, of course, was to stay in the car because, you know, for obvious reasons. But no. I had to go in with them. So there I go, walking up the walkway to this nursing home with the senator and Mrs. Kennedy and my pants flapping in the breeze.
What is your frame of mind during that car ride from one place to the next?
Total embarrassment. Just total embarrassment by the whole situation. And they knew it, which is why I think they were trying to, make light of it so to make me feel better. It was really funny. That night I watched all the press coverage for the day.
To back up from the night, how did that end?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. So that night I'm watching the news, and they showed some things on campus, and then they show the senator walking into the facility, nursing home, and there I am walking, and I'm cut off from the waist up. I'm for waist down is blocked out on the TV coverage, so you can't see that my pants are half gone, as it were.
They put a black bar in front of you.
To censor you.
Okay.
Yeah. So how does it end? Well, they dropped me off. I got my car, went home, so forth. And
how were the goodbyes?
It was, thank you very much. It was real. He was.
I got to go find the other half of my pants.
Definitely. And of course, the thing is so funny is they popped the trunk on this vehicle because he got pretty messed up in the, with the press of people and so forth. Fresh shirt, fresh tie, new coat. And I go, gee, do you have a pair of pants in there? But no. So I got back to my car and went home. But then about, I don't know, week, 2 weeks later, envelope comes to me for me at the law school, and it's a check for $100 for a new suit, which in 1968, $100 bought a very good suit, much better than the suit I had on.
Wait, that check was from?
I wish I had never cashed it. I think it was from one of the Kennedys. It may have been from the campaigns committee. I just don't remember. I just remember I was kind of bowled over the fact that they even remembered, and were nice enough to do that because they certainly didn't have to do it.